Hey, fabulous people, this is Camille Forte, and I want to welcome you to a bite-sized business podcast. This one's a little special. I'm not going to bring Mike with me into the studio, so I don't know. Maybe I might get my own applause for once. But this is, I'd like to think this is a little intimate and cozy. It's just you and I for a few minutes. And this podcast is also spontaneously inspired. It's being recorded on a Monday. And I want to say that it has been a crazy day. And it occurred to me that a lot of people are wondering, what the heck do I post on social media for my brand? And again, just a bite-sized podcast. It's concise, but let me tell you, it is critical. On one hand, it's Motivation Monday, right? We all know that. At the same time, there was a tragic event in Las Vegas last night, a shooting. I'm sure you've heard about it by now. At the same time, there's some political drama going on about an abortion ban. I am deliberately not getting specific into any of these topics. There are a lot of people talking about gun control. And on the complete other end of the spectrum, if you like me are a fan of Rick and Morty, a TV show on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, you may have heard that for the first time in American history, a cartoon has strong-armed a major global corporation into re-releasing a chicken nugget sauce from 20 years ago. And I'm sorry, but that's damn funny. So that can really leave you in sort of a dilly of a pickle in saying, well, what do I post about? Do I entertain people? Do I, you know, what's appropriate? And this is critical because if you make the wrong decision, you can offend an awful lot of prospective customers and people in general. And I think we both know that these days, people are more easily offended than ever. So I want to give you a little refresher on the rules of bartending and social media. Again, you heard me right, bartending. When I was in between postgraduate schools, I actually went to bartending school. You know, I thought long and hard about the best way to piss off my mother. No, I'm just kidding. But it's funny, I wasn't much of a drinker and I wanted to try something new, and I actually went to bartending school and you know, had some very interesting times, met a lot of great people, and learned one critical rule that applies to business everywhere today. Do not talk about sex, violence, sex, religion, or politics. And then later in the business, you know, when I was in my business life, I added violence, you know, to that list. And also Tom Petty died today. You know, Tom Petty left us, you know, one of rock and roll's great legends of all time. So I want to make it clear that you still want to humanize your brand. You still want to show that your brand has a heart. I don't think there are too many brands out there that really have, you know, crafted and sculpted a brand personality around being heartless. So you still want to show some sensitivity. And so expressing sympathies for the friends, the families, and victims of the shooting in Las Vegas is very much appropriate. And it doesn't have to be difficult. Get a picture of a candle, post it, and post your sympathies, you know, with the picture of the candle. Very simple. The reason is, most of the world is going to agree with you that that was not a good thing that happened. But notice everything else, aside from the tragic loss of Tom Petty, everything else is pretty much debatable. You know, there are people who have differing opinions on an abortion ban. There are some people who, you know, you may be making your regular Motivation Monday post, and there may be some people who are saying, how can you be motivated? There's so much going on. So it can be, it's delicate territory, you know, and if you don't handle it delicately, you can risk alienating part of your target audience. So maybe before you crack that joke about, you know, Szechuan sauce coming back to McDonald's, or a Rick and Morty joke or something of the sort, you know, squeeze in a post about how horrible it was that there was a shooting last night, because it was horrible. But do not assert your own personal opinions about politics, no matter how much you know it hits home, no matter how strongly you feel about it. When it comes to sex, religion, and politics, that is what your personal profile is for. That is not for your brand's page. If you have any questions, by all means, reach out to me. You know how to find me on every channel. I hope that this was helpful. I thank you for tuning in. And I hope you're getting through this crazy Monday all right. I look forward to hearing you or having you tune in for my next podcast. But this one's one to hang on to. Remember this one. Thanks, everybody. Take care.